Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approvals of finerenone for adults with heart failure, with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% or greater, and an update to the VARIPULSE platform's irrigation flow rate, as well as orphan drug designation for Endeavor Biosciences' taletegib for the treatment of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and phase 3 data for baxdrostat in difficult-to-control hypertension and palopegteriparatide in hypoparathyroidism. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of July 13th, 2025. Let's jump in. Number 1. FDA approves finerenone for heart failure with ejection fraction of 40% or more. On July 14, 2025, the FDA approved Bayer's finerenone under the name Kerendia for adults with heart failure with a LVEF of 40% or greater. The decision was supported by data from the FINEARTS HF trial and indicates finerenone for reducing the risk of cardiovascular death, hospitalization for heart failure, and urgent heart failure visits in adults with heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction and preserved ejection fraction. Number 2, baxdrostat meets efficacy endpoint in phase 3, trial for resistant hypertension. Baxdrostat, a potential first-in-class aldosterone synthase inhibitor for the treatment of difficult-to-control hypertension, achieved the primary endpoint of statistically significant systolic blood pressure reduction in its phase 3 BaxHTN trial. Announced by parent company AstraZeneca on July 14, 2025, the results of BaxHTN indicate baxdrostat's potential to lower aldosterone content, preventing dysregulation, which has been cited as a leading cause of hypertension. Number 3, FDA approves updated VARIPULSE platform irrigation flow rate for heart disease. On July 14th, the FDA also approved an update to Johnson & Johnson MedTech's VARIPULSE platform's irrigation flow rate, which is designed to optimize irrigation and support consistent, successful operations with low adverse event rates. At the time of the approval, 10,000 VARIPULSE procedures had been performed across all approved countries, and the platform has maintained a neurovascular adverse event rate of 0.5% based on internal customer-reported data complaints. Number 4, palopegteriparatide provides sustained response in adults with hypoparathyroidism. Results from the randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 pathway trial demonstrate a sustained response to Ascendis Pharma's palopegteriparatide therapy in adults with hypoparathyroidism. In the 3-year trial, palopegteriparatide continued to provide durable responses in adults with hypoparathyroidism, regardless of whether it was post-surgical, autoimmune, genetic, or idiopathic. Biochemistries, kidney function, and quality of life were all significantly improved. Number 5, FDA grants orphan drug designation to taletegib, potential idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis treatment. On July 16, 2025, the FDA granted orphan drug designation to Endeavor Biosciences' taletegib for the treatment of IPF. The investigational hedgehog signaling pathway inhibitor is currently being evaluated in the phase 2 B wound remodeling hedgehog inhibitor ILD study testing lung function endpoints PF or WHISTLE PF clinical trial.